this time, I will call the Siskiyou County Regular Planning Commission meeting of November 17th to order. Would you all rise and join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hart?
Here.
Commissioner Fowle?
Present.
Commissioner Veal?
Here.
Chair Mello?
Here.
Let the record show Danielle Lindler is absent.
Approval of the minutes for October 20th, 2021.
I'll move.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let the record show that Commissioner Hart was not in attendance at that meeting. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Conflict of interest.
Yes.
Yes, which item, sir?
Michigan.
Okay. You so state then. Very good. The presentation of documents are listed on item agenda 1-6, 1.6. The availability of public records are listed at 1.7 on the agenda. And the public hearing protocol is also listed at 1.8 on the agenda. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on the weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with an appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental issues raised at the public hearing or within correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Any changes to the agenda?
No, sir.
Okay, first item. Any old business?
Chair Mello?
Yes.
I don't believe we asked any of the public that is attending this meeting if anybody had any comments. I believe that was left out of what we did this morning.
At the public comments?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you would like to speak on any item that is not on the agenda, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or if you're here in the audience, you may raise your hand. Seeing none.
Thank you so much. Item agenda number 1, Hampton Use Permit. Staff report, please.
Good morning, this is Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. Mark and Gwen Hampton are requesting a use permit approval to allow short-term rental use of their existing single-family dwelling. Their property is located at 2025 North Kidder Creek Road, approximately 1.5 miles west of the community of Greenview. It is approximately a 10-acre parcel that is developed with a primary and a secondary dwelling appropriate to the non-prime agricultural zoning district. The proposed short-term rental is a 1,088-square-foot dwelling with 2 bedrooms. The property is within the non-prime agricultural Act 2 zoning district, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. 2 bedrooms and a living room to be used for as a sleeping quarter are within the proposed short-term vacation rental. Based on the square footage of these bedrooms, up to 12 guests could be accommodated. This figure exceeds what is allowed by Siskiyou County Code, which limits occupancy of vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. Additionally, this figure does not take into consideration the design capacity of the existing septic system. Therefore, based on the capacity of the existing septic system, Environmental Health has determined that the system is adequate to serve the 2-bedroom residence with a maximum of 6 persons total at any one time. Four parking spaces are required for this proposed vacation rental. Adequate parking is available on the east side of the residence. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has passed inspections by both the Building Division and Environmental Health. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301 as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. Environmental Health, the Building Division, and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding their requirements. One comment was received from a member of the public after the staff report was written and a copy was provided to you all prior to this meeting. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Any questions of staff at this time? In that case, I will open the public hearing. Does anybody wish to speak on this item?
Please raise your hand if you're calling into this meeting by pressing star 9 or selecting the button on your app. Seeing none?
At this time, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
Question number one, property manager, are Hamptons going to serve as the managers of this unit as they live there and it's the secondary dwelling that's being utilized as a vacation rental?
It's my understanding that it should be either a professional management firm or a county resident other than the applicant. So they do have a property manager, not themselves.
Okay. When, so when did this come about? Because we have approved in past years where the property owner is the manager of the vacation rental, and it was on a site with two homes. So we now, property owners can now not be the manager?
The property manager has to either be a resident within the county or they have to have a business within the county. So if the property owner is not an actual resident of the county, they are not eligible to be the property manager. If the applicant lives on the same property and is willing to manage the property, there is no restriction against them being the property manager.
Okay. In this particular, and Hamptons live here. I mean, she's retired specialist for county ed, I think.
In this particular case, I don't believe that they've given us direction on which way they're going to go. The assumption is that they would be the property manager. Okay. We do not have any restrictions against that if that's the case.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so we're clear on that. Just hasn't been specified yet.
Correct.
Okay. Second, on conditions of approval 3B, bullet number 4, we've talked about this many times. Yes, we now have no use of firearms, but the clarity that's missing by renter, we are not prohibiting use of firearms by the property owner, it's by the renter. And I think we need to be clear on that.
You mean the at any time?
Correct, by the renter. And we had discussion with council on that specific item about 8 months ago.
Right, I do recall that.
Okay. So I'd like to see that added.
Yes, I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Let me see. I think I have one more note on this one. Nope, wasn't on this one. Okay.
Any further comments? I will entertain a motion.
Back up in front of the resolution. I'll go ahead and move that we adopt resolution PC-2021-027, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Hampton Use Permit UP-21-13, with the addition to COA 3B bullet point 4 words added by renter and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further comments? This is a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number two is the Shastina West Subdivision Time Extension, TSM-10-01-3. Staff report, please.
Rachel Jarom, Senior Planner. As you mentioned, this is the Shastina West Tentative Subdivision Map Time Extension Rescission. Evan Cherkoff is requesting that the previously approved second 18-month time extension for this project be rescinded. This request is due to the passing of Senate Bill number 9, which Council gave a presentation on last month. A portion of that bill, which was added to the government code as section 59514.5, granted an automatic 18-month extension to housing entitlements that were in effect on March 4, 2020, and that would expire prior to December 31st, 2021. While this project was in effect on March 4th, 2020, due to the previously granted second time extension, it did not meet the criteria of expiring prior to December 31st, 2021. So Mr. Cherkoff is requesting that the second extension be rescinded so that the project would then meet the expiration date criteria. Two comments were received after the staff report was written, one from a neighboring property owner and one from Robert Mosier, the general manager of the Lake Shastina Community Services District. Mr. Cherkoff responded to the Community Services District comment, and all three comments were provided to you prior to this meeting for your review. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt from CEQA and approving the project. There is a recommended motion in the packet.
Any questions of staff at this time?
I do. It's just maybe procedural. So the first time this was approved by the planning was 2011, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We heard it in 10, approved it in 11.
Okay. Is that another question there?
Nope. No. Okay. Claire and I were.
Claire, okay. Well, you guys have been on since California became a state. So here's what, so in 2011 it was approved, and then it was extended in 2017, is that right?
So the state of California has had many extensions to the timeline since it was approved. The original timeline that the county granted was only 2 years.
Right.
And subsequent to that, the state had several different extensions which this project qualified for. Then back in 2019, the previous planning director, Chrissy Cummings Dawson, brought to you guys the first of the county's two possible 18-month extensions, and you guys approved it back then. Right. That 18-month extension was set to expire, and so our previous planning director, Kirk Skierski, came back with the second of the two possible county 18-month extensions last fall, which you guys again granted. However, around that same time, the state was discussing the Senate Bill number 9, and there's a little bit of an overlap of about a month of when this was published, when Senate Bill number 9 was published and people actually could read it online, to when the time frame that the Planning Commission, you guys, approved it last fall. So there was a very minor overlap where this, we could have, if we had known about it, said, hey, let's hold off on approving this because you actually will qualify for this if we don't approve it. But because of the time frames and the little bit of overlap, it wasn't aware by anybody in our county that has dealt with this project that that this was going on. And so that's why they're trying to get it rescinded so that the state extension.
And I have no problem with extending again. I think, as we discussed last time, the longer these projects go on and then new conditions or elements come into play, Siskiyou County is through with this until Mr. Cherkoff goes to the state of California to get his white paper. Is that correct? In other words, we won't see this again.
So this is an automatic, if you rescind this project by the letter of Senate Bill 9, which then turned into government code, it would qualify for that automatic extension. So it's, since it's an automatic extension, it's not something that the applicant would have to go to the state to request. It's an automatic.
Yeah, but he still hasn't got his, he still has to go to the Department of Real Estate before he can become a subdivision. State of California, correct?
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, he, this only takes care of the county. When he finishes with his tentative, he goes to the state of California to get a subdivision, right?
Maybe my lack of experience. I just know from the county perspective, we would approve the final map.
My point is the only, any more environmental hurdles have already been discussed by the state, like county of Siskiyou, and anything new to come about would be up to the state of California, and Siskiyou County would not have any input. I'm saying.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you're dealing with a lack of knowledge on my part because
I've never done a subdivision map.
Yeah.
Because there is going to be concerns coming up when we have these projects with, say, the water basin being measured, that is, if a moratorium should go in, no new wells, well, what do you do? That's my point. So, anyway, I think it's a concern when we keep extending these out.
Right. So the county is on its last 18-month extension. So as far as we're concerned, you guys can choose to either approve or deny the rescission. The presumption is that if we approve the rescission, they would then come back for the second one a second time. So they would have until this spring for the state extension, and then I would expect that we would, should you approve this project, you would see it again early in 2022 to extend it a second time so that they would have another 18-month extension. So that's what we're looking at this point.
Wasn't this rather contentious when it came before for some reason? I can't remember.
There were some discussions related to services being provided to the lots, because not all of the lots, and it was in the staff pack.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group that, yes, will serve, yes, but then there were others that were outside the existing infrastructure that would be upon the developer.
And there was a division in the property that was being discussed. Wasn't there some parcels in between them? And the one person did not want to run the infrastructure through his lot if he didn't have to, or something like that?
That was another one.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guess, so we had this discussion last month about clarifying the extensions.
Should I open a public hearing?
We haven't had the public hearing yet.
We have.
I know.
Go through the public hearing.
Okay.
I'll wait until Dusty started and got my brain cells turning to my notes.
Well, that's mine was more of a procedure.
My brain cells start turning. Watch out.
Okay. At this time, I will open the public hearing.
Do you
wish to speak on this item?
Yeah, there's no point.
I'm sorry. We need to have you come to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Introduce yourself.
I'm not sure if it's necessary. I don't want to cause a problem. I'm Evan Churkov, and what I say is, after listening, maybe it helped to clarify a few things. There was no contention at the approval of the project. We opened it to CSD and LSPOA, and we gave them everything they wanted. And so there was no, the approval was in the middle of the Great Recession, and it was pretty smooth. And I'm not a developer. So that was, I want to be sure everyone knows about that. And we got a will serve letter at the time that said they'll serve the lots that get sewer and water. I want to be sure everyone knows that this isn't a project that's sitting there. 70% of the improvements are done. I've spent a lot of money. So I've done the sewer. I've done the water. I have a little bit left over. And it's roads, widening, and the pandemic was a mess. And so I want to be honest. I probably will come back with an 18-month extension. But I haven't looked for any exceptions. The project hasn't looked for any exceptions. And I appreciate your concern about the state, because I'm deathly scared of that, too. Which is, you know, over time, do new requirements come about? I hope not. The wells that we use to prove on the lots that are not in the sewer, some the same way mine have all the way around the lake as far as flowing. And so that's my hope, that there won't be any issues, and we're willing to work with anyone on it. So my intention is to finish. I'm just scared of these deadlines, and the COVID and all the stuff really changed a lot as far as getting materials. And so I want to have the time, but even if we get the new extension, I think it's a fall of 2023, and 70% of the work's already done if you come inspect it. So that was it.
Thank you.
If you're calling into the Zoom meeting and you would like to speak on this item, please press star 9 or push the button to raise your hand. Seeing none.
Okay, at this time I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
Okay, so restating. Last month we had a discussion on clarity regarding extensions that the county can do, should do, and how changing state regulation intertwined with that. I get that we approved an extension in the fall of 2019, and then the state came out with regulation guidance with an automatic extension early 2020.
I think it was later 2020.
May, June-ish, right? Okay, so middle of 2020. But the discussions had started earlier, just didn't know if it was gonna go through or not. It went through. So the idea is that we rescind the last 18-month extension, which would still leave him with two in his back pocket to use if he needed to. Or one. Right now, he's out if we don't rescind this.
Right, yeah. Well, right. If you don't rescind the resolution, then he will expire, I think, in May of next year.
Okay. So, our rescension, getting rid of what we did,
I know, yeah.
Puts that 18-month opportunity back in his pocket.
Yes.
Okay. So, in our discussion last month, and it comes up, I get and understand the value of having been through the process back in 2010 through 2011 when we first approved it, and it met all of the 4290 regs then. Those regs for emergency access, ingress, egress, etc., have been modified in the last 2 to 3 years. And he's saying he has 70% roads and whatnot. The question I have, do the standards that he has developed his roads to meet the new 4290 regs? And if not, what position is that going to put him in? And what position is that going to put the county in for his ability to then sell those lots if those roads don't meet those new standards?
Right. I should know right off the top of my head. I can't remember if this is a vested map or not. If it's
a tentative.
If it's tentative vested, then whatever conditions were in place when the map was approved, that's that. There are some conditions that remain that have to be fulfilled. For instance, we're talking about letters of service, and some of the conditions that were imposed in 2011 are future looking. This may not get to your exact question, but for instance, condition number 16, prior to final map reporting, which means you can't report a final map and sell it lots until these happen, is the developer shall secure approval of improvement plans for all public street utility and drainage infrastructures from County Public Works Department in Lake Shastina. To the extent 4290 regs are discussed, see them directly in the...
Well, I mean, we've got now a comment here specifically on the question I had here before I arrived today. So now I see this and I'm like, okay, my thought process is right with, from Mr. Pisano, one dealing with the width and the second dealing with the turnarounds.
Through the chair.
Yes.
That's actually a comment on a different item, not on this particular item.
Well, when I saw this on a different item, it was like, okay, those are the exact questions I have for this one. How it's going to impact him with our, whether or not we rescind or don't rescind, is he still protected or is he going to have to meet those 4290 regs?
So the comment that I have to make on that is that while I have not examined the plans that were originally approved, knowing the area and the access to the lots that are part of the subdivision, there is adequate access for ingress and egress. As to the width of the roads and turnarounds, I did not study the subdivision map, so I cannot speak on that portion of your question.
Because I know they met 4290 regs when we approved it.
You can't get a second bite if you ask.
Well, and
unless you do a full CEQA.
And that's why I want to make sure legally he's protected and the county's protected by us doing what we're talking about doing. Because, and this is for council, if we rescind our 18-month extension that we last did, there are more than 4 to 5 months where technically out of compliance. And does that open him up to the state?
How is he out of compliance with the state? What the granted? Okay. Yes, they're not.
Well, his extensions. So follow me through this. We approved 2011. It was good for 2 years, and then the state passed various extensions, and then we roll into 2017. Where we approved the first 18-month extension. That 18-month extension, it would have expired before May, June of 2020. Therefore, we approved a second 18-month extension so that there was no time period without approval, right? If we rescind this, then you're going to have a window of several months where...
I don't buy that.
He's without...
being covered by the state rule here.
Does it go back, though? That's my question.
I can't answer that, but if they've come in and adopted a rule,
right,
that's the existing law.
I get that.
Okay, this gentleman has comments.
Let's I think you're exactly on the right point, and it confused me, and I'm the only guy in the state. So if that puts it in perspective, I don't think they were picking on Siskiyou County. It just, if you go back and read the bills, it was a quirk. And so in the bill, it specifically says that there's nothing precludes a local government from taking the step to extend. The intention is to grant extension, not to eliminate eligibility for extension. My understanding, I'm not an attorney, but my understanding is that this is just like an extension like the other prior stage. When you read the AB and the SB, when you read the bills, they're very clear that it's similar to the other state extensions due to COVID, all protections, which I don't know if they really work or are, you know, I guess it's a risk to take. But my expectation is not that somehow I would blame the county for something down the line because they granted me an extension. This, I think, is just the extension process. Frankly, my position was that I could have just accepted an email from the county saying that the state exception was the state extension was granted, that they considered me eligible, and I would have been satisfied because then it would have stacked on to the 18 months that I already had, and the dates were identical. So I don't mean to correct you, but the actual date that I would have expired would have been last November in the middle of the negotiations of the bill in Sacramento.
Right. No. I get that. And that's exactly my point. And I'm not worried about you coming
November
after us. It's the state coming back at you.
Yeah.
Because your first 18-month extension expired or would have expired in that November, early December timeframe, if my numbers are right.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think from that interpretation, that may be the case. But the people I spoke with in Sacramento, my representatives, really immediately said, no, we got to get this fixed. That's not what the intention was. So the intention was to extend things and extend protections because of a COVID crisis. I was like the only guy in the state that had no one was doing subdivision maps in 2011. And when you look at how it fell in that window, it just had to do with the fact that the bill took effect on January 1st, and then it had this exclusion that went through November and December for maps that were already in process or had been extended.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be sure
of. I believe. Yeah, and I'm willing to take that risk because of all the risks I'm taking in that thing already.
Well,
not being a developer.
California is on a subdivision need program right now. So they're going to encourage subdivisions rather than discourage, which hadn't happened in the past.
Right.
And I get that. I'm just want to make sure that our action.
Yeah.
Because I know the state agencies all too well.
I appreciate that.
If we leave them just a little crack where at some point in the future say, you know what, technically this wasn't valid for 27 days, that gives us a second bite at the apple, whatever agency it might be, and I don't want to leave him potentially in jeopardy.
The reason why I don't think it's the case is I think if you rescind today, then it's like it never happened. And if it never happened in November, I'm eligible because I expired in the time frame and I'm eligible for the state and it's automatic. And okay. So I feel comfortable, and thank you for your concern. I mean, it's something I didn't even think of.
All right. If you are comfortable with that, then I'm fine. I've been dealing with these knuckleheads from Sacramento too much lately, and the lack of common sense, and I didn't want to open him up.
Well, I'll note this is at his request. I will note he has had counsel. I talked with Darren Mercier. I believe he's very well advised of the risk of the project. There's also the risk that this could come back and you not approve the 18-month extension later on if you rescind this today. And the conditions are what they are. They're set in stone. So whatever risk there is, I believe he fully understands and has been informed by counsel.
Okay. I'm fine.
That's true.
Any other comments from the commission? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. I move that we adopt resolution PC2020-023, hereby taking the following actions. Number one, approve the Shastina West Subdivision Time Extension Project, TSM 101, and grant the second and final 18-month time extension for the Shastina West Subdivision. And number two, determine the project to be categorically exempt from California Environmental Quality Act, pursuant to the sections 15162 and 15061B3 and the CEQA guidelines.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. This is a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is the Michigan-California Timber Company LP Boundary Line Adjustment BLA-21-22. Staff report. Yes, sir. Let the record show that Commissioner Hart recused himself. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. Michigan California Timber Company, LP, is requesting a boundary line adjustment to reconfigure two existing parcels, which would result in one 78-acre parcel and one 596-acre parcel, with the Scott River as the dividing line between the parcels. No public comments have been received. Environmental Health, CAL FIRE, and the Building Division commented on this project regarding their requirements. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15061B3, which is the common sense exemption that CEQA applies only to projects which have the potential for causing a significant effect on the environment. While BLAs are typically administratively approved, the project site is within the Timberland Production District, which for which state law requires Board of Supervisor approval for divisions of land resulting in parcels containing less than 160 acres. Planning staff is requesting that the Planning Commission provide their recommendation to the Board regarding this project. The proposed project is consistent with the general plan and Scott Valley area plan, and upon recordation of a deed restricted timber management plan and Board of Supervisor approval, will be consistent with the Timberland Production District zoning for its area. Staff recommends approval of this project and requests that the Planning Commission recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the boundary line adjustment. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
At this time, any questions of staff from the Commission? Seeing none, I will open the public hearing.
People that were trying to get into the waiting room, and I have people in the office texting me about it, so I apologize. If you would like to speak on this item, please press star 9. Seeing none.
At this time, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the Commission.
So Lynn Tyhurst is just in the waiting room. She's not... and speak to this, right?
No. So the Tyhursts have a project that's number 4 on the agenda, it's apparently Josh Tyhurst who is having trouble getting into the meeting, but it's not related to this item.
I know.
Thank you.
I just said sort of name of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So question of clarification, and I believe it is an error on page 2. In the background section, the table, the math doesn't add up. Granted, I did not learn Common Core, I learned old school, that 634 minus 556 is 78, but 556 plus 40 is 596, not 556. Otherwise, your total acreage is wrong, because I believe the entire acreage is 674. And if you take 78 and 556, you come up lacking.
You are correct on the final acreage for the APN ending in 200. The 40 plus the adjustment of 556 should be 596.
Okay. Let me scroll through here. I think I have one more note on this project.
Does Jeff go through these or not?
I read every one of them.
I know you do. I've just a couple of them.
When I find an error, I...
You good.
All right, so this is in my neighborhood. Let me get down here to the... There we go. Are we ready for a motion, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead and move that we adopt resolution PC-2021-026, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors approve the Michigan, California, that is so odd, Timber Company LP Boundary Line Adjustment BLA 2122.
I'll second.
And before we vote, I just have to ask a question.
Growing
up, it was always Cal-Mish, and now I'm seeing it as Mish-Cal. When did that change? Did they change the name of their company at some point in the last 20 years? Because 30, 40 years ago, it was Cal-Mish Timber, and it's still owned by the same entity. But now, every time I see it, it's listed as Michigan Cal. Just
Michigan's probably more popular than
just curious. Well, no, I'm just curious. I'm not accustomed to seeing it listed as Mishcal because I grew up with it as Kalmish.
Yeah.
I just want to make that was my other note, and I just let it go aside. I just wanted to make sure that indeed it is now Michigan-California, yeah, not California-Michigan.
I actually looked it up in the Secretary of State's webpage, and that is the correct name for this company.
So they changed it some time ago. I just didn't know about it. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, this is a voice vote. I mean, excuse me, roll call.
I'm sorry, did we get a second on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Fowle?
Aye.
Commissioner Veal?
Aye.
And Chair Mellow?
Yes. Motion carries.
I'll go get Blair.
Thank you.
With the correction.
Yes, with the correction.
Yeah.